Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and I am Glovina Williams. I want to again welcome you to the Dr. Glovina Show. Well, I'm, of course, always happy to be here with you and to share with you just a topic today. And in this episode, I really would like to encourage you to step out on faith. And I entitled this episode, The Staycation. Yeah, the staycation. You know, a staycation is not like a voyage. And actually, I heard this term a few years back when my son, my youngest son, he said to me, he said, yeah, this year, Mom, we're just going to do a staycation. And I'm thinking, okay, what is a staycation? Well, it's not a voyage. It's not a long trip. Actually, it's when you just take some time off and just kind of step back for a period of time and you stay at home. Actually, and what I mean by stay at home, you don't go too far from home. And so this is what really makes it a good place to be. So it's just a period in which an individual or family, you know, they stay at home and they participate in activities. It may be just a day trip or actually just right there in their backyard. So this term is relatively new. It's only been around a few years, a staycation. It's actually what they call a portmanteau where it's two words combined, stay and vacation. So as I mentioned, it's not going to be a voyage, what I want to talk to you about. This is not a long journey, but this is a journey that you can experience right where you are. Because I want to say that it may be a little difficult sometimes to just take a big leap of faith. But if we can just take one step at a time, just one step, and sometimes this is all that God is requiring, that we take one step at a time. So as you're walking, you may see things that may cause you a bit of fear, even when you're on this staycation that we're going to talk about. But keep on walking and working on it. Even as you walk up, and many times these are emotional mountains, mental mountains, but as we travel through even mental or emotional valleys in life and sometimes see some very or experience or believe or hear some intimidating things, keep walking by faith because God is with you, not just today, but forever. He's with you on your staycation and even on your voyages. So these experiences that we have, they enhance our faith. It helps us to know God on a very, very intimate level. So I want you to have confidence that nothing can rob you of your relationship or the inheritance that God has for you. And let's keep in mind as we look at this process of staycation that even as you are walking, you're spending time in a more of a confined location rather than venturing far, far off into the future, I want you to just watch the path unfold and watch as new doors are placed before you. And have faith to walk through those doors, because those are doors that God has placed for you to walk through. So the staycation, let's look at a scripture here, okay? One of my favorite, Hebrews 11. It says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And it goes on to say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good testimony. And by faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than his brother Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead still speaks. And then it goes on to say, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found, because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. And here it is again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I'm going to take a step back and look at Mark chapter 2, verses 22. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins. You know, we have to put on the new wineskin. In other words, a new way, a new mindset, a higher consciousness of accepting that God is pleased when we step out on faith. A new level, a new way of thinking, an open door to unlimited possibilities. Because there is hope for the future, and hope for the days ahead. Hebrews, the chapter I just read to you, this book is actually, as they say, it's unpenned. And to our knowledge, we don't know really who wrote this book, but it is attributed to the Apostle Paul. So Paul was telling us something very, very interesting here, enlightening, something to make, I like to say it like this, the light brighter. You know, you can have a 40-watt bulb, a 60-watt bulb, or you can put a 100-watt bulb, and it can be what? Lighter, brighter. You can see better. Through these scriptures, we see this substance of faith. And substance simply means the essence of something. Everything that you need, that you desire, your wants, your plans, your goals, it is going to be made of faith. Yes, it's the substance of things that you're hoping for. Yeah, an invisible substance. An invisible substance called faith can manifest into the third dimension, where we can discern it with the five senses. Yes, whatever it is, whatever your goals are, and that's what this staycation is about. It is about setting aside some time, a specific amount of time where you can focus on where do you want to be in the future? Setting some real concrete goals. Yeah, you notice I threw in there real, some real concrete goals. Some goals that may be abstract now, but once you write them down, once you take this time, this staycation, and begin to focus on your goals, it's imperative that we take time to do this. Take a staycation. You don't have to go on a voyage. You don't have to go on a cruise to do this. You can do this right where you are. Yes. Write your goals. Write your, what do you want your future to look like? Who do you want to be in your future? You can do this. It is important. You know, I read a few years ago that people often plan their vacations more than they plan their lives. They plan a vacation and put more detail and thought and accuracy into it than they do their lives, their future. So that's my challenge to you during this episode. Take a staycation and ask yourself some of those questions and just write them down. No one has to see what you're writing or typing or, but don't just think about it. You know, it's only a wish until you write it down. And then what steps do you need to step out on faith in order to accomplish these things? And the doors will begin to unfold. Because I talked about this the other day, that there is a path in the wilderness. And wilderness simply meaning sometimes a period of indecision, a period of testing, a circumstance that you're really trying to find answers on how to get to the other side. So, take a staycation. Begin to write out where you want to be, because you will find, as you do this, the provision will come. The peace will come. And many times I make plans. I'm not peaceful about it. In other words, I don't always look for a signal of peace in order to move forward, because I'm kind of a high energy type of a person, believe it or not. But what I do is that even if I feel a bit of fear or anxiety, I'll talk to trusted people and share my dreams, my goals, my visions, and sometimes they have the answer for me to take the next step. Do I have to add? Of course, I seek God. I seek God's wisdom. I seek God's direction and instructions. And then he will often lead me to people in my life that I trust and I value their opinion and their wisdom. And then, but it's my responsibility to step out on faith. Take a staycation and begin to write what you need to do. This is important. This is your life. History is waiting on you. Yes, it's waiting on you. Be patient with yourself. And don't worry about, oh, I'm not a good writer. I don't know how to phrase this. Just do a brain data dump and put it down there. Write it down. It may seem a little difficult at first for some of us, but just take that step of faith. Take that time. Take a staycation. Just stay right where you are. You don't have to go out and rent a hotel, a motel. You don't have to rent a place to stay to do this. You can do this right in the comfort of your home. Yes, it's time for you to take a bigger leap of faith. This is the time. And I want to add, you can just take one step at a time. Step one may be the staycation. And then as you walk, you may see things that cause a bit of fear. Don't be afraid. Keep on walking. Don't be afraid. As you travel through the valleys, as it may take some extra effort to reach some pinnacles, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the things that you may see in your mind's eye along the way. Keep walking by faith. You know, faith is what? It's the essence. It's the substance of things hoped for. Faith and hope go together. So when you're on your staycation, don't forget about hope. Because hope, for me, is often a light, a door to the future. You know, your dreams may be very large. They may be small. They may be medium. But whatever they are, have the hope to see the light and allow the light to shine upon your vision. That's what I'm talking about. Your vision. Faith and hope coming together. And the same things that, you know, are the, I'll say it like this, some of the things that are the object of your hope, they're the object of your faith. They go together. Put them together. Have a firm persuasion and a solid expectation that God will perform all that he has promised you. Your promises are sealed in our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. You have a right to dream. You have a right to, you know, look up. You know, a beautiful thing about looking up is that it takes the limits off of our thinking. It takes the limit off. When we look up, there is a period and a magnitude that explodes called unlimitedness. So look up. Let your expectation, let it be large. And wrap your mind around it while you're on your staycation. Yes. This faith, it gives substance. It gives substance to our soul. When you step out on faith, you begin to see greater possibilities. I said see. You begin to envision things larger. You begin to use your magnificent imagination. Mm-hmm. Exercise your faith. And while you're exercising your faith, you will begin to feel some unspeakable joy. Some, you know, it's going to be full of the glory of God. And the glory of God is simply the manifested presence of God. You begin to see God in your plans. He's dwelling on the inside of you. And you are filled with the fullness of God. Yeah. And we all have a measure of faith. Let's step out on faith and let's exercise that. Let's get into the realm of the reality of what faith can do. And this is what happens when we can take a staycation, be still, and know that God is with you. Be still and know that God is your silent partner in everything that you need to accomplish. You have all the creative force sustaining you, backing you. When you begin to plan and look forward to a brighter future for yourself and everyone connected to you, you're calling in the almighty power of Almighty God, and he will lead you and he will guide you. You'll never know unless you take this time, and I'm really encouraging you to do this, because faith, it's the evidence of the things that you don't see. You know, in court, they ask, well, where's your evidence? Present us with some evidence that this happened. Your faith is your evidence. Faith will demonstrate to the, I'm talking about faith, the things hoped for. Faith will demonstrate to your mind, your thinking ability, your intelligentsia, the reality of those things that cannot be discerned by the natural eye. Faith will show you in your mind the things that you cannot see with the natural eye, not yet at least. Faith, you know, faith comes along and gives you assent, permission. Come on and step out. It gives the soul permission, and it enters the soul into a realm of the divine revelation of God. Every part of your vision, it begins to you begin to see that God is approving this. that the seal is upon it. But we have to take time to spend time with God in this staycation. Yeah. And it will be revealed to you by the Holy Spirit. Yes, he'll show you the goodness of your visions, the goodness of your dreams, and then you'll begin to apply this. It'll be suitable. You'll begin to have the affections toward this goal and your endeavors, but we need to take a staycation. You know, parents take their children on vacations, and then, as I mentioned, my son is very popular. They do staycations quite a bit. It's a breather. It's a time to relax and to reassess. Where am I going? What does my future hold? And what do I want my future to hold? And you can place your life into categories. Yeah, categorize it. You know, we have fruits and we have vegetables. They're both edible, but they get categorized. So categorize it. Look at your personal goals, your spiritual goals, your goals regarding your relationships, some of you, your career goals. What is the goal? A physical goal. You may want to begin to change your eating habits. You can do this. You may want to lose weight. You may want to gain weight. These things are possible because with God, all things are possible, my beloved, if we only believe. So the Holy Spirit, it will begin to help us to see that our endeavors are suitable for us. You may say, oh my God, this is what I want to do, but can I ever accomplish this? Yes, go on a staycation and relax yourself right in your home and begin to write out the vision. That faith, it can become a strong opinion in your life because you can take a step and then you realize, wow, something that I just thought about is happening now. Something that I spoke about, it's coming to pass, and it will excite your soul. It'll give you that enthusiasm that we need to continue to act in agreement with the very nature of God. You were born with a purpose. You're not just here. God has a divine purpose for your life. And this faith is like a badge of honor that God has given us. Hey, I'm giving you faith. Now step out and walk out. Walk it out, my beloveds. I have so much more to share, but I just want to remind you, take a staycation. Yeah, it can involve for some of us a day or two off work. And spend it just exploring the things that have possibly been dormant in your mind. Enjoy the vision of a brighter future. Yes, a brighter future. This doesn't have to take a long time. And I want you to do it. I want you to trust me on this one. Take one step at a time. And I know that God will bless you because God loves you. God's not mad at you. Oh, you're so wonderful. You really, really are. Here's a gentle reminder for you. You're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and you're full of the Spirit of God. And you already have to make life-changing decisions and effects in your life and the lives of others. And as you give, you receive more back. I want to proclaim and say today, marvelous things are happening in and around and through you now. Oh, I want to shout out today. I want to say hi to my mother. Oh, wow. We had a great time yesterday, and I want to say hi to you, Mom. I love you, and I so appreciate you. I want to shout out to my Aunt Steen today. I love you, Auntie. You're so wonderful. You're such an inspiration and such a bright light to so many. I want to say hi to my Aunt Jewel today. Yeah, hi. How are you? I want to thank you for all the witty inventions that God has given you. And thank God that they're coming into fruition. And I want to also shout out to my Aunt Rosemary today. I want to thank you for all that you're doing with your powerful conversation, making the light brighter in the lives of so many people. I want to shout out to my sisters and my brother today. I love you. I want to shout out to my sons. I want to say hi, Chu. Hi, Mar. I want to shout out to my beautiful daughter-in-laws. Hi, Carolyn and Cheryl. I love you. Hey, listen, my grandkids, I haven't forgotten about you. They call me Mama. Mama is right here thinking about you and praying for you and holding you in high esteem in the Lord. I want to say hi, Stephen, Nico, Jordan. I love you. Kayla, Lauren, I love you. Tandana, I am sending you tons and tons of love. Hey, hi, Terry, how are you today? Michael, Isaiah, I love you. I'm sending you love. LaTorsha, hello. LaDonna, hi. Cynthia, sitting there on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hi to my beautiful niece, Sonia. Hello to you. I'm going to shout out today. I mean, there's so many of you. You're doing so many magnificent things. Hey, did I holler out a shout out to Clarence? Hey, Clarence and Sweetie and the Six Kings, they'll know what I'm talking about. I want to say hi to the Wendell Phillips High School alumni. What a fantastic group of people doing some wonderful things, and that is my alma mater. I want to shout out to Sheila today. Hey, I'm praying for you and I love you. I want to say hello to Prophetess and Elder Moreland. Thank you for the great work that you're doing throughout the United States and the world. Jackie, hello. I love you. Thank you for the encouraging words and thank you for how you're spreading things around. Bryant, hello. I want to say hi to Kevin and Lynn. I want to say hi to Arnold and Jeff. I want to say hello to all of you. Hey, Brooklyn, I love you. Tito, hello. Faya, I love you. Messiah, hello. All of these wonderful people. And how about this? I want to shout out to China's listening to us. Hello, China, Japan, Liberia, Trinidad, Tobago. Hello, France. Hello, Brazil. I'm shouting out to you. Italy, London, and even South Africa and Ghana. Wow. Hi, Judy. How are you? Pastor Edwards and Pastor and Apostle Edwards, hello today. I want to shout out to the Hall family. Wow, I really do appreciate the unity that you display. Joy, hello. Wow, Denise, you keep doing the good work. Shatoya, you're doing some great things. Peter and Cynthia, I'm waiting for you to make that new hit. Yeah, I am waiting for that. I want to say hello to all of you today. I always say, Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta, Cameron in Nebraska, Margareta, you are such a dear heart to me. Wow, I want to say hello to all the service members that are serving around the world. I love you and I appreciate you. I want to shout out to the Lewis Lockhart family. You helped to make me who I am. Dominique, it's working out. Michiko and Yuji, keep up the good work. Wow. Dr. Patra, you are some kind of woman with a great revelatory knowledge from God. Maddie, hello. Wow. We're doing great. And I want you to know that you are the apple of God's eye. I want you to take a staycation. Begin to sit back, relax, put your feet flat on the floor. Let all the negativity go and look up and look at the unlimited possibilities that God has in store for you. These are not fairy tales. This is the reality of fulfilling your destiny. As I often say, if I didn't call you out today, guess what? You're in my heart, you're in my prayers, and I love you. I'm shouting out to those in Kansas. Thank you for listening. All of you in Texas, thank you for listening. You mean so much to me. You are the apple of God's eye. And I want you to stay strong. Stay encouraged. You're almost there. Don't you give up and know that I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.